Hey guys, welcome back to the More or Less with ANS podcast. I'm your host. Well, me and Sarah are your hosts. I am Amber.
And I'm Sarah.
And today is going to be quite a short episode. We probably will just talk about some questions that people asked on Instagram. I think we're pretty much caught up with the questions, but there was a couple
we haven't got to yet. Yeah, there's still quite a few coming in.
But basically, we wanted to make the next episode that's going to be coming out in 2 weeks or whatever, on stuff that you guys want us to talk about. If you have any suggestions, send them in. But basically, we wanted to maybe, like, give a tiny update and then just answer some questions. So this is going to be a short episode.
Yeah, I'll just touch base on a couple things.
Okay, so the first one is, somebody was asking where we stand, like, religiously, or, like, how we feel about that kind of thing. And to be honest, I don't know, like, we're both, like, not, I don't know if you want me to say this, but we're both not, like, a part of any religion.
We're not a part of any specific religion. Me, personally, I do believe in God, and I don't really feel like I need to, I guess, join any specific religion right now.
Yeah. I think we've already talked about this in a different episode where we were like, everyone is always shouting these days that, like, mine is the right one, join mine. Like,
yeah, and honestly, they have been for a very long time. So.
But basically, I don't know, like, this is just from me, but where I stand is I'm not a part of any group, but I do think that there's, like, a higher power, and I don't know, and I respect everyone's view on God and religion and, like, freedom of choice. I don't really care, like, what you do.
Yeah, exactly.
I support everyone, you know?
Yeah, it's just because we believe differently does not mean we can't behave civilly towards each other.
Yeah. And, like, somebody was asking, they said, what are your spiritual beliefs now, or are you still trying to figure that out? We're always trying to figure it out, or at least for me.
It's continual.
She also said, I'm just going to read this thing. She says, as an outsider, learning about the FLDS, I'm constantly feeling emotional for the children in there, and even the adults who seem essentially trapped. She says, do you struggle with wanting to rescue people you still know in the FLDS? Would it be dangerous for you to try and help and get anyone out?
Definitely, I feel that, struggling with wanting to help people out, because I see so much of my family going through stuff right now, and I want to help them out, but it is one of the worst things you can do to go and, I guess,
try to sway their beliefs.
Kind of, like, force their beliefs. They have to do that on their own. They have to come to the conclusion on their own that Father is a piece of crap.
Like, you can put hints and whatever in, like, you can try to do that, but most of the time when you try to force something onto them, because they're very stubborn people.
Very, very stubborn.
They will, you know, take it and make their testimony of the church even stronger or whatever.
And the thing is people tried to get us to come out too, but until we came to the conclusion on our own.
Did your own research.
Yeah. You have to do it on your own. If you really, really, really want to leave the FLDS, you have to do it on your own, and it is not easy. That's what so many people think. Yeah, it's going to just be so much better out there. It will be better, but it is not easy. It's not easy to leave a family like that.
Yeah. I mean, I definitely struggle with, like, wanting to help people out, but we've tried to say stuff to our family, and they're very close-minded. They don't want to hear it.
Yeah, that's the thing.
And the belief that we're all out to get them, and that this is exactly what they were taught not to do, was that we were bitter people who were going to try to change their minds.
It kind of overpowers anything and everything that we would try to say.
It's kind of, I don't know, it's kind of like a lost cause trying to convince them otherwise.
Mm-hmm.
Unless they've already, like, had questions themselves that are, like, started to sway.
That's the only thing that's actually going to bring them out, is if they have questions or a desire to, I guess, follow their dreams in any way.
As for the dangerous part, it's not necessarily dangerous. I don't know. I mean, probably dangerous for your mental health, but...
And dangerous in the fact that you might lose your entire family, but...
Yeah.
And, yeah, they probably most likely will turn on you. Yeah. I mean, they will.
But as for my family, they don't have, like... They're not, like, armed or anything that I know of. They're not going to come shoot you or anything. They just... They're very, like...
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, they might toilet paper your yard, but...
Other than that... It really just depends on who they are as a person.
Yeah, exactly. And there are some interesting people, I'll say, some not good people in the FLDS, and there are some really good people, some really kind, pure-hearted people. It's just kind of like any other community, there's a bit of everything.
Yeah. Exactly. They're asking if Betty Jessup is still there.
Betty Jessup? Oh.
Yeah, I think so.
I don't know. I honestly don't know if she is.
Last I knew she was, but...
Yeah. Last I knew. But honestly, everything is changing so fast. Some people leave. We never hear about it until we see them. We're like, what?
Yeah. It says, did each mother's siblings stick together? Not always. No. That's honestly is quite hardly ever the case.
For me and my older brother, we kind of did, but again, we were boy and girl, so I guess probably if we were both girls, then we would have stuck together more, just because we would be more able to stick together.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
And then she said, what would lead to someone being the favorite wife or child? I mean, you could get as many brownie points as you want, but essentially it's the abusers or like the main person's choice who they decide to favorite. You know,
and people, like... people would do anything for brownie points.
Tell on each other.
Or just make up a big story about a random person to get them in trouble for something they did not do, which happened a lot.
Yeah.
And then they would get brownie points for it and possibly, like, get rewarded. Which is absolutely ridiculous because, yeah. I mean, basically, every time they lied, it would just get rewarded.
Yeah, I don't, honestly, I really don't have, like, a straight answer on that because, like, I don't know. I mean, in my house, it was obviously the people that were born by my stepdad, like, his biological children, but I don't know.
Yeah, in my house, I guess it was just people who maybe gave him a bit of a challenge or the prettiest, I guess.
Yeah. It's hard to explain. She says, are you in contact with anyone still there, and how, if so... How are things?
I mean, quite a few people, but I don't...
We're not necessarily, like, in contact. Like, we don't do stuff with them, obviously. Yeah. We probably talk to them occasionally, or we sometimes talk to them occasionally. I mean, things are okay. I don't know.
Basically, everybody is having to quit their jobs right now. But that's because of
the new revelations.
Yeah.
So I mean, things are okay. I don't know. They are how they've always been with.
Okay, you know, so they've always been. Yeah.
Yeah, like with the apostates talking to outsiders, which is like you're not really supposed to do that. Not
acceptable at all.
But they do occasionally.
Yeah, that's true. They do.
But if they can avoid it, they will. Like my grandma.
Yeah. Some people are actually selling their stores because there's not enough customers. Because all the people in the FLDS were very adamant on the fact that they didn't want any apostates or Gentiles, as they call them,
and there's just
coming into the store.
People that even have money to buy stuff.
Yeah, exactly. And when everybody's quitting their jobs, kind of is... Hard to buy things.
Yep. You can't really sustain yourself when you quit your job.
Exactly.
Especially in the FLDS.
But, yeah. Well, I think we might cut it off here.
Yeah. But, yeah, if you guys have any suggestions on our next episode or, like, topics that you think would be interesting for us to talk about, by all means, send it our way.
Next episode will probably be a bit more interesting.
Yeah. I guess you could just call this, like, a filler episode.
Because, yeah, exactly.
But, yeah, anyway.
Thanks for listening.
Yeah, we will see you in the next one.
Yeah.
Peace.
Bye.